It was 6 months after they left when students in Amonik walked back into their school. And even then, they were only there for 4-day weeks, with half days spent in a classroom and completing the rest of their work at home using Chromebooks. For all involved, teachers, kids, and parents, this school year has meant learning new technology, communicating on phones and email, with less FaceTime with teachers. Principal Sean Jensen.
Our district has calculated that if we continued on the schedule we're on now, with the face-to-face instruction time is going to be about 40% compared to what we would have in a normal year.
In no way is this ideal, says Jensen, but everyone is doing the best they can. Fridays are set aside to work with parents to help them help their kids learn and troubleshoot technology issues and lessons. Jensen, who has been at the Amonik School for 4 years, noticed something different this year. When we talked in October, not a single student had been in detention.
Honestly, we haven't had any discipline incidents yet this year. I don't know if that's due to the low numbers and the short time that they attend every day. So far this year, we haven't had any, which has never happened in the other years I was here.
Not only that, but attendance at school was higher than he'd ever seen. Kids were showing up on time and ready to be at school.
I think school's a little more meaningful to them, honestly. They're obviously the same kids. It became a little more valuable to them when they couldn't have it rather than just something they took for granted, I think. I think there's kind of a sense of urgency just because the day is short. Kind of they gained a little more appreciation for school, I think, when they didn't have it. It might just be a honeymoon period, too. We'll see. So knock on wood, I guess.
Then at the end of September, Amonik, which serves as a hub community for several other villages, had a positive case of COVID-19. The tribe put the village into lockdown, and the school shut its doors, going to remote learning, sending food and Chromebooks home to students. Principal Jensen says during the first day of the lockdown, information surfaced indicating the case was travel-related.
The person came from Anchorage to Bethel, tested in Bethel, and then came to Amonik, immediately went home where they lived alone, and they'd been quarantined ever since they got here.
That meant there was very low risk of community spread, so the tribe and the Lower Kuskokwim School District decided to reopen the school. Most of the children returned to Amonik School just 1 day after they left. Jensen says he's keeping his fingers crossed that the new sense of value that students seem to have for school continues. For KYUK, this is Johanna Urich.